Mayor, you should be good to go. The audio system's up. It's on Zoom right now, and people can attend and talk through the speakers, and they can hear us as well.
Okay, sounds great. All right, welcome to the North Logan City Council Truth and Taxation meeting for June 3rd, 2026. We have a full council here tonight. Thank you, council, for being willing to come in on a second night. We are also available on Zoom for public comment. We will get right into our agenda, starting with the budget officer statement that the tentative budget includes a proposed tax rate increase. Scott?
Okay, this is the budget officer statement that's been modified since last night to lower some of the rates from what has been previously accepted. In accordance with the requirements of the State of Utah Truth and Taxation Law, I hereby submit the interim budget for the North Logan City for the fiscal year 2026 to 2027. The interim budget has been prepared in compliance with applicable provisions of the Utah Truth and Taxation Law and reflects a thorough evaluation of anticipated revenues, expenditures, and the operational needs of the city. As required by law, a property tax impact schedule has been prepared and is included with this interim budget. Due to the Cache County Auditor not yet publishing the certified tax rate, nor the certified rate revenue, but has provided an estimated average home value and an average commercial value, the schedule currently reflects estimated values. North Logan City is considering a general fund property tax increase of approximately 7.5% general fund property tax increase and a 10.0% library fund property tax increase, which is projected to generate an additional $139,615 in additional ad valorem tax revenue, consisting of a general fund increase of $93,812 and a library fund increase of $45,803. The estimated impact to an average residence of $658,538 is residential property value approximately $30.40 annual increase, which is comprised of $20.40 from the general fund increase and $10 from the library fund increase. The estimated impact to an average commercial property value of $2,544,465, the business property would approximately be $213.65 annual increase, which is comprised of $143.35 from the general fund increase and $70.30 from the library fund increase. The property tax impact schedule also outlines the operational impacts if the proposed increase is adopted, including for general fund operations, $32,318 for police department will provide competitive salary increases to current officers for retention purposes, and $61,494 for our Logan City Fire Department to meet their contract rate increase. For our library fund operations, $68,704 for library department will cover the new community center utilities and provide some community programs in the community center. In compliance with truth and taxation requirements, the city will provide notice of and conduct public hearings as required by law, where members of the public will have an opportunity to comment on the proposed budget and the proposed property tax increase. Instructions for virtual participation have been posted to the Utah Public Meeting Notice site and on www.northlogancity.gov website more than 24 hours ago for tonight. And then also it'll be within 24 hours of the truth and taxation hearing scheduled for August 5th, 2026, which will be an extension of tonight. Both hearings will be held in the North Logan City Council Chambers, 2525 North 600 East, North Logan, Utah, 84341. Based on the best information currently available, the interim budget is designed to maintain essential public services, address rising operational costs, and support the long-term financial stability of North Logan City. Respectfully submitted, Scott Bennett, Budget Officer, June 3rd, 2026.
Thank you, Scott. All right, I will read the second item of the agenda that says, this is a separate item notifying the public that an executive officer or budget officer of the North Logan City taxing entity intends to state in the public meeting that the tentative budget includes a proposed tax rate increase. I believe that's covered, right, by your previous statement. All right, and then we will consider approving a property tax impact schedule that is separate from all other budget documents.
And that property tax impact schedule has been modified with those lower rates also. Cache County Auditor has not yet published the certified tax rate nor the certified rate revenue, but has provided an estimated average home value and an estimated average commercial value. Therefore, this impact schedule is using estimations until all values are published. North Logan City will consider an increase to its property tax rate to generate an additional $139,615. The following information is intended to provide decision makers and the public with an explanation of how the city operations would be affected if the property tax rate is adopted. North Logan City current general operations property tax rate, the increase would be approximately 7.5%, and an estimated increase to the North Logan City's general operations property tax revenue is expected to be $93,812. Estimated increase to the North Logan City library operations property tax rate would be approximately 10%, with an estimated increase to North Logan City Library's operation property tax revenue for $45,803. And the aggregate would be an estimated increase to the North Logan City's total property tax rate to be 8.2%, and an estimated increase to North Logan City's total property tax revenue would be the $139,615. So the estimated general operations increase to an average residence of $658,538 would be $20.40, which would be the 7.5% increase. Estimated library operations increase to an average residence would be $10, which would be the 10% to the library operations fund. And then there's an estimated general operations increase to an average commercial property value of $2,544,465. And the operations increase would be $143.35, which would be the 7.5%. And then the estimated library operations increase to the average commercial property value would be $70.30, which would be the 10% increase. And the estimated total increase to an average property, commercial property, would be a total of $213.65 for an aggregate of 8.2% increase. The affected departments that are associated with those increases are the police department is scheduled for $32,318, which will provide competitive salary increases to current officers for retention purposes. And the fire department would receive $61,494 so that we can meet Logan City Fire Department's contract rate increase. So the general fund change increase would be $93,812. And then the library fund, and the increase would be $45,803. And the library will cover the new community center utilities and provide some community programs in the community center. So we have the public budget hearing with the certified rate increase tonight. And then there is a subsequent public truth and taxation hearing scheduled for August 5th, 2026 at 6:35 p.m. And both hearings are in the North Logan City Council Room, 2525 North 600 East, North Logan, Utah, 84341.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. All right. We will now enter into a public hearing to receive public input on a proposed interim fiscal year 2027 municipal budget that contains a proposed property tax increase to both the general operations property tax rate and the library operations property tax rate. The City Council may consider approval of a resolution following the public hearing. Note, a second public hearing will be scheduled for August 5th, 2026 before final adoption of any North Logan City property tax increase shall be considered. I will read the rules for tonight's public hearing. They are the same as they always are. Before you begin, please state your name for the record. Speak into the microphone so your comments can be recorded. Limit your statements to 3 minutes. You cannot combine or bank minutes to speak on behalf of others. Please phrase your opinions in the form of statements, not questions. A public hearing is your opportunity to express your opinions to the City Council, not to ask questions of or expect dialogue between yourself and the council or city staff. Please address your comments to the council, not to the public. The council might ask questions about your comments in order for them to better understand you. In the future, note that if you have questions or need to discuss an issue, you may meet with the city council members or the appropriate city staff member before the public hearing where dialogue can take place. You may provide a written statement as your input for a hearing. You may read your entire statement or summarize it with the 3 minute limit. You may provide a copy of a written statement to the city recorder. He will make copies for the City Council and the written statement will become a part of the public record. However, the submitted statement will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. For this truth and taxation meeting, there is also access for the public electronically through an audio and video connection via Zoom. This electronic Zoom access link has been provided in the public meeting notice and on the agenda of this meeting. Members of the public may provide oral testimony through video, audio, or both. Video and audio connection, and submit written comments electronically for inclusion in the public record, both before and during the public hearing. If you would like to provide written comments, please make sure you email those to recorder@northlogancity.gov before or during the public hearing. With that, I will open up the public hearing on this truth and taxation meeting.
So my name is Kelly Fife. By estimates and by what has been published at a 15% rate, so you're looking at a 17.5% request.
7.5.
10% on the city's general operation and 7.5%. So that adds up to 17.5%. So at 17.5%, you're listing that as $139,615. That actually comes out to $256,000, so considerably more than what you have published here. A couple more things that I have found of interest. The city budget from fiscal year 2015 to fiscal year 2016 has grown 2 to 2.5 times. The population growth from 2010 to 2025 has been about 40%. That means that the spending that North Logan City has been doing has grown faster than the population of the city, so causing more burden on the members of the city. Now, where that burden usually falls when we start seeing something like that is in higher services, higher capital projects. And that's exactly what we're seeing tonight, is that we're starting to have to fund those big projects that we were told, oh, yes, yes, we need those big projects. Yes, yes, they've been, we've been given money for that, donations and so forth. But now we're having to pay the piper for those big projects. We're having to pay for the utilities. We're having to pay for the staffing. And that's where these big increases are coming from. The payroll trend for North Logan City has gone up strongly over the last 10 years, between 60 and 100%. Now, some of that's justifiable, and I understand that, but nonetheless, that is there. We've gone up between 60 and 100%. The property tax trend in North Logan City has been remains relatively stable. I was surprised to find that out and grateful to find that out. However, what I did find is that between 2024 and now, it's been a noticeable increase. So while you've had a noticeable increase over the past 2 years, you're now looking at another increase that is quite a bit different than what we talked about. So basically what we have seen over the last 10 years is related to these capital projects in the last 2 years. And that's been the bigger part of the funding. Now, to some extent, I feel like North Logan City people have been sold a bill of goods. In other words, we were told these buildings weren't going to cost us any money, and now we're going to get taxed for taking care of them for infinity.
So, Ms. Fife, your time is up, so if you drop it up.
That's good. I'm good. That's just basically what I have, but I think we need to take a look at that a little bit closer.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments.
My name is Cindy Beeston. No one likes to see tax increases, and I understand wages for fire and police need to go up, but I think the city needs to look at how they're using the money that they're given and see if there are other ways that you can economize without increasing the burden. For a majority of the people I know, they don't live in a house that's $658,000. A lot of people are in lower income areas. And we say, oh, this is a small amount of money. But, you know, when they're pinched between rising gas prices and food prices, and then you're increasing their property tax on top of that, I think that makes an unfair burden for those people. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who live in million-dollar homes, and it's nothing for them. But for a majority of the people that live, that I know in North Logan, we live on tight budgets. And we're not like the government where we can just print more money and have these big deficits. We have to balance our checkbook every month. You know, we can't go into debt for things like that. Another thing that I want to address is we do have an amazing library, and it has amazing programs that it offers that my grandchildren enjoy, and I think that's great, but I also know that there are a lot of people who participate in those that are not residents of North Logan, and I don't know if there's I don't want to be a Grinch about it, but our taxes are paying for those library programs. And I'm just posing a question, not that you have to answer, but is there a way that we can look at the people who are attending these programs and maybe charge a nominal fee for people who are outside of North Logan to participate in these amazing programs? I'm not asking that we change the programs, but I am asking, can we fund some of these programs through people who aren't residents of North Logan? That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Beeston. Are there any participants online that would like to comment? Any further comments from those who are in attendance today?
And one other item, Mayor. If Scott, the recorder, has received any via Gmail during the meeting.
And I'm checking my Gmail account, the northlogancity.gov account, and there's no emails received.
Okay. Going once, if there are no further comments, then I will close the public hearing. Okay. Council, at this time, if you're ready to approve a resolution on the proposed property tax increase at that at the rate discussed by Scott, I would entertain that motion, or we can close the hearing.
I'll motion to approve the, let me say I get this right, Mayor. The proposed tax property tax increase in both the general operations property tax and the library operations property tax rate for fiscal year 2027 as an interim, as proposed as interim.
Okay.
It's actually, and resolution 26-11.
And resolution 26-11.
Okay. Motion by Buzzy.
Second.
Second by Emily. Any further discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes unanimously. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion second. By Buzzy, second by Emily. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for your participation tonight.